Let Him Rot by Cy Coleman and A.E. Hotchner, both of who became very, very important people in my life and great friends, brought to me a musical that I couldn't imagine would be accessible to a great wide audience, given the fact that their ambitions were to take it to Broadway. It was misogynistic, it was outrageous, its humor was probably sexist, but considering the fact that it was Cy and A.E. Hotchner, I thought, well, this is something we're going to see how it works and whether it has a future, which is part of the mission of regional theaters all over America. I committed to doing the production, and lo and behold, it moved to Broadway and had not necessarily the warmest greetings from the critics, but at least an opportunity to have a substantial run on Broadway and in New York. One sidebar is that A.E. Hotchner's partner in Newman's Own was the remarkable actor Paul Newman, who visited Coconut Grove Playhouse to see the show, and needless to say, at least the female members of my staff were crazed at the idea that Paul Newman was in the theater.